This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour here on this Thursday, January 15th, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I've got some housekeeping to do with text messages regarding this subject. Floyd and Karen, when I talked about the carbon capture company, God is the one who controls the atmosphere. Trees naturally take carbon dioxide. They take it in and give off oxygen, which is what we and animals need. Carbon capture is fake. Can't disagree with that in any way, shape, or form. There should be a limit to how much can be paid for farmland. Well, unfortunately, guys, property, real property, is open to the market. There comes a point in time when farmers, many who may be struggling to keep their farms, to keep their farmland, have to pay taxes, have to do the things that they have to do. Some years, maybe even operate at a loss. It's very hard and struggling for farmers to stay afloat. And if a entity wants to offer a ridiculous $70,000 an acre, $11.2 million cash for 160 acres, that's a very tough thing to walk away from. You don't want a limit on what can be paid for property. That's totally contradictory to our capitalistic system. You don't want government coming in and dictating anything. Cliff Tellini, our beef farmer over in Onaway, also chairman of the board of the Presque Isle County Board of Commissioners, he says, all for nothing, fake artificial intelligence. Anything with artificial in its label is never good and not from God's divine providence. The man doesn't need to store any more data on us. People need to understand that that farmland is going to be gone forever. God only created so much of it. Absolutely agree with that. Well, getting back to this story, talking about data centers. And one of this Republican strategists, after Trump's speech to the Detroit Economic Fund, immediately went after the history of the Strategic Outreach and Attraction Reserve Fund, the SOAR Fund, which, by the way, the House Republicans defunded it. They killed it in the budget process for this fiscal year, 2026. Well, again, SOAR Fund received hundreds of million dollars in corporate income tax dollars designed back in 2021 to offer grants to corporations in exchange for large-scale projects coming to Michigan. He mentioned the $175 million that was given to Goshen, the battery manufacturer for electric vehicles, that the parent company was from China. Local protests heavily in the Big Rapids area. It even became a 2024 election talking point. Well, he went on to have more comments about it. We'll continue after the short break. We'll be right back.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I've defeated the current Attorney General by actually representing the 2020 Trump alternate electors. It's time to end the lawfare here in our great state, and no more ever using the law as a weapon against patriots. Delegates, back me at the March Endorsement Convention to reclaim justice and to make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky. There's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that little light shines all around us.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Continuing on with the comments from this Republican political consultant, Jason Rowe, He said, we've given direct cash incentives to the EV, electric vehicle manufacturers, who promised us thousands and thousands of jobs. And in the end, they've all basically pulled out. I think politically in Michigan, you have a lot of people conflating the data centers that might have tax breaks, but not direct cash incentives like we had with the SOAR program and all the controversies surrounding it. Rowe said he's not finding a conservative argument against data centers other than, quote, conspiracy theories from some base voters that are conflating it with the SOAR fund and the EV electric vehicle stuff. He added that while there's a legitimate argument to be made about local community control, it's local land use issue. It's not a state or federal political issue. The data center builders would be wiser to go look at infill in certain urban areas as opposed to the rural areas. Now, when, of course, he's referring to their folks is down in Detroit, for example. Detroit, Wayne County, is a huge county. Now, of course, downtown Detroit, where you have Comerica Park for the Tigers, Ford Field for the Lions, the new, relatively new Little Caesars Arena for the Pistons, Red Wings, you've got a situation where there is a large, vast number of acres in Detroit where these data centers could be put. The only reason why they don't want to use in large urban cities land for those type of projects is because they're hoping to develop single-family homes or multifamily type of developments where they can get large number of population of people living to provide the employment base for the city projects. So, of course, what they're doing is looking at rural areas where we have large spans of land and basically trying to buy up that property. Well, I got a very simple solution. Forget farmland that is productive, growing and producing food, put the added cost of clearing wood into some of these wooded areas. You guys got so much money, you can afford to pay $70,000 an acre, $11.2 million for a 160-acre track, a quarter section. Go into a wetlands area. Go into a wooded area. Absolutely, if you want to develop a wetland area, then mitigate wetlands and create a wetland area three times the amount of land, a wetland you're developing. Let's say you need 160 acres, like you're offering this farmer, $11.2 million. Well, if you go to any tract of land, almost anywhere in the state of Michigan, up here, especially northern Michigan, you're going to find roughly about 5 to 10% of that 160 acres has some wetland indicator species growing on it. There's some low-lying areas, the willow trees in the middle of the farm where Grandpa used to sit under the shade and eat his lunch. That was a wetland. A willow tree cannot grow on flat land. The grade, the topography of the farm, had a low-lying area right in the center of it. Sure enough, there's a willow tree. That's where we used to eat lunch. Well, here's the other thing. You have maybe 160-acre track. I'm going to say probably between 5 and possibly 16 acres sporadically around that track of land of wetlands. So on the low end, let's say it's 5 acres. Okay, well, find land nearby that you could create a man-made mitigated wetland and build 15 acres of wetlands. Increase the hydrology of the wetland to be able to put 15 acres of water back into the underground water aquifer. You've got large, huge parcels of land with trees on it. Get into the backlands of our communities after that ice storm we had in March, late March last year. There's trees that have already been taken down by God. The ice broke the trees, and there's trees laying all over the place. Go in there and clean up that land and build your data center there. Put a nuclear reactor on it. Generate your own electricity. Don't even bother the local community. But here's the thing. Here's the question. What role will data centers play in determining which party will be taking political advantage of it this year? Arguments can be made for a stronger economy. Well, Detroit-based geopolitical strategist and communication advisor Mark Ross says now it may help in the coming years, but let's see if it really helps the Republicans or Team Trump, quote unquote, for this 2026 election. Data centers are obviously juicing up the economy, and rightly so. But there's a bigger geopolitical issue here that I'm interested in. I mean, if we have to win the AI race against China, we have to build these data centers, Ross said. However, they really don't employ a large number of people long term to run them. They are also super expensive in terms of raw materials needed, especially when you factor in the price of cement, copper, and electricity. We're running into the headwinds that we have to ask the question, what is the best solution to help our country in the long term? Let's see. Let's move this up. Yes, okay. However, in the short term, Ross explained that data centers isn't suddenly going to decrease the price of milk within the next 7 months to help anybody win an election. So that's the bottom line. Which gubernatorial candidates are going to understand this issue well enough to be able to sell it in a very compelling way in order to get votes from people in the August 4th primary? So, in talking about it at these candidate forums, it's going to be a very, very interesting way these candidates basically come up with ideas that is going to strike a chord with the Republican primary voters. So, kind of an interesting story, and I thought that the candidates kind of presented some good ideas. Not really sure which way to go. Now, one short story I'm going to get to real quick. attorneys. This is an interesting little short story. Favor changing the rules to prevent civil arrests in courthouses. A number of attorneys told the Supreme Court yesterday they support amending court rules to prohibit the civil arrest of someone attending a court proceeding. Eleanor Jordan, an attorney with the Michigan Poverty Law Program, emphasized the rule's importance for racial justice and court operations. And she cited fears among immigrants about being arrested. Immigration enforcement activity in courthouses undermine racial justice when staff and court visitors may be stopped or questioned based on their race, their accent, or even their perceived immigration status, while the white counterparts pass freely. These are comments she made to the Michigan Supreme Court during a virtual hearing. It's traumatic, it's intimidating, and it's destabilizing. Another Oakland County attorney, Emily Duthiff, said Pontiac area has seen an increase in incidents where law-abiding Latino families are being targeted by federal immigration enforcement because ICE disguises their identity and lies routinely. They are destroying the community's trust in law enforcement. This undermines law and order and makes all of us less safe. Well, Attorney General Dana Nessel's message to the Supreme Court was that families are afraid to attend court hearings or conduct other business, such as contesting traffic violations or getting marriage licenses, because they fear they will be arrested by ICE. Supreme Court is considering amending Rule Number 8.115 to add a section that says, quote, no person shall be subject to civil arrest in a courthouse while attending a court proceeding or having legal business within the courthouse. Justice Brian Zara didn't support bringing the matter up even for debate. Justice Noah Hood questioned whether the rule should apply to mandatory court appearances or more broadly. Jordan said if it's applied more broadly, victims will oftentimes bring in supporters who don't need to be protected because the rule is so narrowly written. Well, Oakland County Attorney Lisa Vernier, who helps immigrants, suggested the court define civil arrest, which states statutes refer to civil arrests pertaining to contempt of court and other actions, ones that require a fine or a penalty or even judgments against debtors. Vernier said she's concerned the proposed court rule would be interpreted to apply to only those described in state statutes. I strongly encourage the court to adopt the proposed rule to protect both public safety and the integrity of our justice system. Kind of interesting story. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number two will be